said he is very optimistic that he will be able to play tomorrow.
Right.
Do you share that optimism?
I do. Yep. Sheldon and I just passed each other in the hallway, and he says he feels really good, which is a good sign, as we talk about. You know, sometimes these small little issues can you know, become larger ones if you press the issue, and I think done the right thing with Sheldon, and sounds like he'll be ready tomorrow. But always, he's available off the bench tonight.
When you were a player, the groin was one of the injuries that you had several times.
I had a lot of injuries. Back was really the major one. But in learning from some experience, when you rush back as a player, you obviously the intent's there to be a part of the team and to help the team, but. Ultimately, you know, have to take the big picture outlook on these type of, you know, minor issues and just not let them either linger or nag and not get bigger than what they are.
How do you look at the outfield you had yesterday with, you know, Barrera, Pache, and Ramon? It's pretty good. I mean, how do you rate that trio?
Yeah, you know, I talked about it post-game, you know, in terms of their ability to cover a lot of ground, you know, plus arms. They attack the baseball well. So in terms of ranking them,
might be premature, I know.
Yeah, you know, I don't have much to go on. I mean, in terms of assessing three outfielders on any one club right now, so kind of early in that. But they definitely will compete to be one of the best for sure.
What did you know about Danny Jimenez when you first got him, when you were training, or spring training and such, and what have you learned about him up to this point?
Yeah, you know, Danny's a man of few words, but, you know, he came to us through a Rule 5 last year, so I watched Danny. I know that Danny really liked it here. The short time he was here, he felt embraced, which is why I think we got him back. And knowing his, you know, path last year with Toronto and then their AAA club, the success he had pitching at the back end of their bullpen, albeit AAA, it was still success. And he seems to have a very cool, calm, collective mentality when he's out there, and that helps in those situations when, you know, the game's on the line and he's able to execute his pitches.
It seems like he's been able to thrive with traffic and have some clean innings as well. I mean, that's kind of what I know you guys don't really want to call your guys closers, but what leverage guys need to have, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he's fulfilled the high leverage role very well. He's been able to pitch out of traffic. You know, he's gotten himself in some trouble and pitched out of it. So those are all good signs.
I asked earlier this season about his breaking pitch that seemed to go straight down.
Yeah.
But was not your big curveball type breaking pitch. And he wouldn't tell me what it was.
I love that about Danny. He won't tell you how he throws it or what it is. That's outstanding.
No, you wouldn't tell me.
Well, I'm still not going to tell you. I was thinking about that today, walking back from Starbucks this morning. You know, I'm sure there's probably people or organizations out there that listen or have recorded, like, you know, what I'm saying and then trying to dictate all these scouting. Pretty crazy thought process this morning, right? Yeah, you know, just popped in the head. Like, you know, if I tell them everything, like, sure, that's an advanced scouting report for, you know, any team that we're going to play in the future. So, but I know you love those questions.
Do you see similarities between Dalton Jeffries
and Sonny Gray? It's hard for me. I've seen Sonny pitched, you know, some. I think, you know, some of the body types. I don't know. I think Sonny may have a better sinker, pure sinker, than Dalton. I don't know that based on data, just from visualize what I've seen. But I'd say there's probably some similarities. Yeah.
Sonny started against you guys in Minnesota. What was it that stood out about what he did? I didn't see him too much when he was here. I'm not sure. I tried to ask how he's evolved as a pitcher, but what he did in that start, did you kind of see from there?
I went back and watched his four innings. He was kind of what we call wildly effective. Like, he sprayed enough pitches, but yet then he hit his spot. That's kind of typical, I think. If I remember when he pitched here, he was kind of spray it and then just dart it, you know? So some guys have success with that. And he didn't leave too many pitches over the middle of the plate, which when you do that here, you know, if you can stay out of the middle, you're going to have success. That's kind of how I would evaluate that start for Sonny.
Trevino had kind of this, obviously, scary yesterday, but his inning looked pretty dominant. Have you seen encouraging signs from this last couple of times, though?
Yeah, absolutely. Lou's doing everything we've asked him to do. Yesterday was another positive in the right direction for Lou in terms of going through that order and going 1-2-3. We're going to continue to utilize him in those situations and continue to give him more when obviously he's done a good job performing and earning more opportunity to get back into that high leverage role.
Do you have an acting bench coach for the next couple days?
I do. Mike will fulfill that role, Aldo Aldretti, and Ed Sprague's here to do Mike's job in terms of the quality control, assessing the outfield, and just kind of in game.
It's kind of cool to have Sprague in the dugout for a couple of games.
Yeah, it is. I think from my perspective, having a farm director here. And getting to watch the game from the dugout and seeing the speed at which it's played here gives him a good assessment when he goes back and evaluates our talent pool. So it's a cool opportunity for Eddie too to be around us and Brad is off to New York to see his daughter Abby graduate, so from NYU. He'll be back with us in Anaheim.
All good?
We don't have a bullpen catcher today that can go, our bench coach catcher. We're missing that role.